from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Paul, our last topic apparently resonated. It was an accidental topic, but we were reading off the Penguins bobblehead schedule this year, which is the most incredible bobblehead schedule I've ever seen. Mario, Yager, Hornquist, Talbot, and Kessel. That'd make a pretty good power play. Certainly better than the one the Penguins actually have, right?
Yes.
Slightly.
So that led to bobblehead talk and memorabilia talk.
Right.
And apparently we have some text. Listen, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better. When I got that pirate autographed baseball from 1979 and I called in to PBS, whatever it was, and I bid and I got it, people thought I was nuts for using it, and they still do. But why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? I had no concept that, oh, this is valuable. This is something you can have as a showpiece in a room. No. I want the ball with the autographs of Willie Stargell, Dave Parker, Tim Foley, Rennie Stennett, Manny Sanguian, Omar Marino, Bill Robinson, Lee Lacy, Steve Nicosia, Ed Ott, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Kent Tekulve, Jim Bibby, Don Robinson, Chuck Tanner, and everybody else on it. Give me that and let me go out and play some ball.
Yeah.
I don't care if the signatures get ruined.
You still have the ball?
Somewhere. Yeah, my mom saved everything. Unfortunately, she saved it all.
It might be worth more because you can claim that it was a game-used ball.
Exactly. It was.
Your game, but it was
your game, right. It was a game-used ball.
Tell us some of the texting reaction. Brooke Pryor coming up with Steeler thoughts very shortly here.
Some people saying it's rapid fire, random topic event, nothing planned, off the cup, practically everyone can relate to. Could be done for the rest of the show. Other people also say, is the show going to start anytime soon?
That's pretty good.
With respect to what?
Is the show going to start anytime soon? So other people commenting about the Wiz Khalifa bobbleheads and other bobbleheads. We talked about how one guy was mad about the Wiz Khalifa bobblehead. Somebody else said, Limits is 100% right. My wife and I stood in line at PNC on Kutch's bobblehead day. We were going in and saw at least 10 people walk in and right out. It was 150 degrees that day. And of course, they ran out about 10 to 12 people ahead of us.
That just
makes me so irate.
So between the morning show, us, the PM guys, and Donnie, whenever he's on at night.
Yeah.
I would estimate that in a given week, that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 hours of this station is committed to local programming. Is that correct?
Yeah, especially.
And then once there's no Pirates, right? It's going to be 80. It'll be, actually 5 a.m. till 10:30 p.m.
And
what
even,
is that?
Even Saturday that's, when Pomp comes on and Fanny from Butler calls.
So 5 a.m.
or George
to 10:30 p.m. is what? 12 to 5 and then another, what, 5 and a half. So seven.
Fanny and Butler is joining us right now. What's up, Fanny?
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, 17 and a half hours. Hear me
Hold
out
on.
Here.
Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand
me
better.
Here we go.
All right, that's all.
All right, 34, 68. So really, 85 to 90 hours, right, from Monday through Friday. And then, like you said, we probably have another, 12 to 14 hours during the weekend.
Yeah.
So we're talking about maybe 100 to 105 hours of local programming, right?
Yeah.
So when we swerve off the road for a little bit and talk about something a little offbeat, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it doesn't really hurt our ability to talk about the Steelers, the Pirates, the damn Penguins.
I know. Plus, we already talked. We led the show with Cam Hayward. Well, after my golf addiction, with Cam Hayward.
We've been talking about the Steelers and the Pirates for 6 months.
I'm hoping to avoid the Pirates as much as possible at the moment.
My point is, I love these people who act like because you take 5 or 10 minutes and go a little bit off topic, or we're talking about something like bobbleheads or whatever, they act like, talk about the Steelers. Because we don't do that enough. We don't talk about the Steelers enough. We got to talk about the Steelers. All you got to do is terrible tile. Talk about Steelers. I remember there was one guy that I went off on.
Poor Shelty.
Way back in the day, Bob in Latrobe. He was a, you got to talk about the Steelers guy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, Bob, how about this, Bob? Bob in Latrobe, how about this? I went on like this rant. It was epic rant. Little did I know that John Burton heard it. And John does a pretty good impression of me.
Yeah, me too.
And he had so much fun with that. And every so often, I'll still get a text from John Burton that says, Bob in Latrobe. Hey, Bob, you there, Bob?
Is that on file anywhere back there? The Bob in Latrobe rant, by any chance?
That was back when I was doing nights, so that's a long time ago.
Well, here's the thing, though. We pretty much exhausted the Cam Hayward topic. I have a hard time believing that anyone disagrees with it, because there's nothing guaranteed beyond this season. They reduced added money for themselves, cap space, in other words, for this season, and nothing's guaranteed afterward. There's nothing else to talk about. Once you realize what the actual stipulations are in that contract, it's a non-topic, practically. Yeah. There's nothing guaranteed beyond this season, period. Might be a topic if he has a below average year. Could get a little ugly like it did with Hines and Troy and Ben and lots of people. But that's not happening right now. I suppose the next topic off of that, Paul, would be Freiermuth. He's the last guy standing. Yeah. Do you think he'll get a deal? Should he get a deal? I'm not about to make him one of the highest paid tight ends in football. No, thank you. Let's see what he does.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much it's going to cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make him the highest paid or anywhere close to the highest paid tight end. But if they get him for a good number, I mean, I think he's a good player. I don't necessarily have a problem.
I just see, and I was taking this deep dive. I sent you guys the link to Pro Football Focus. Again, like him or hate him, they did a deep dive on every roster. There's guys all over the league like Pat Freiermuth. All over the league, anywhere you look.
Yeah.
There's clones of him and guys who are better than him. And I think he's a pretty good player. But if you don't have Kelsey or Kittle or Andrews or people like that, then what are we doing here? What kind of money does he want, like you asked?
Right.
You know, like Dalton Schultz makes $12 million a year. Noah Fant makes $10.5 million. That's where I would put, that's the category I would put Freiermuth. Right. You want to give him a 3-year, $30 million deal, I guess, except I think I can approximate what he does with a rookie, honestly. And if he outdoes that this year, then great.
Right.
That's fantastic. I think he's a talented guy who could, but he's also a below-average blocker for a team that wants to run the ball. I don't know. I don't see any pressing need. Like, if we don't get Freiermuth in here locked up, he could leave. Okay, then let him leave. I think we'll survive. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I just have to see what the deal is. I think it's similar to Cam Hayward, though. in that I would probably say, okay, we've got a very tight end friendly offense. You know, do we want to lock him up before he, if he puts up big numbers, before he puts up big numbers?
I mean, if he were to turn into Travis Kelce this year, then you still have the hammer of the franchise tag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you really wanted to keep him, you know what I mean?
Right. I think he's a good player, though. I mean, I think...
As tight ends go, I would put him more as an average player, honestly.
Yeah.
That's where I would put him. You know what I mean? You go up and down the list here. I think the kid in Buffalo is better than him. Kincaid.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, though, I'm having a hard time objecting to it or saying it's great because I don't see what the numbers are.
Yeah.
I got to see what the numbers are. You know, if it's a deal that is somewhere, you know, outside of, I don't know, if it puts him like in the top, say, 10, 12 tight ends in salary, I'm okay with that.
There's some really good tight ends out there, like borderline great players, and he's not one of them. PFF has him 15th. That sounds about right to me. So you have the elite ones are Kittle, right? Kittle, Kelce,
right.
Andrews, Hawkinson's a great player, Laporta. Those are your top five. And that sounds about right to me. Then you have Dallas Goedert, who's been very consistent for them. Kyle Pitts, who I think hasn't had a quarterback yet. Trey McBride, Njoku is a good player. Evan Ingram, that rounds out your top 10. And then you have the guy... from the Bears, Cowboys, Ferguson, Kincaid from the Bills, who has a chance to be a star, Brock Bowers, who has a chance to be a star, and then Freiermuth. That's about right, Paul. So yeah. If they want to pay him in the top 15, I'd be okay with that, but I'm not going much higher, and he may think he should be much higher.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the reality of that. To me, one thing I will say, you know, I was listening to the morning show, and I guess people were texting in, and they were saying that he gets hurt too much. And Adam Crowley, you know, went on a rant about how he, you know, his injury history is, you know, he played 16 games his first 2 years, 16-16. Last year was the first year he was injured. Well, that's not quite true. The guy's had at least three documented concussions since he's been in the NFL. And I'm not saying, and he had at least one, I think maybe even two, that were documented when he was at Penn State. He dropped a little bit in the draft because he was injured a lot at Penn State.
Yeah.
And so, yes, he's played a number of games for the Steelers, but I don't think it's unfair to say, do you want to sign a guy to a large deal when he has this guy's injury history? Going back, you know, his last 2 years or whatever at Penn State. I mean, you're talking about, you know, season injuries. And when you talk about concussions, you just kind of don't know when it's going to, when it's going to surface or whatever.
Yeah, what's become clear to me, Paul, is that the 2022 the 21 draft just wasn't what it should have been. They got functional players, you know, but they made luxury picks at the top. They did. And I was all for Najee Harris because I thought he was going to be a special kind of player. Yeah. So to me, you only take a running back in the first round if he's that. They took Najee in the first round and Freiermuth in the second round. They desperately needed a center. And I know it's easy to do this because everybody else passed on Creed Humphrey. Creed Humphrey is now the best center in football,
right,
or one of two, and just signed a monster deal. They drafted a running back and a tight end, 1-2.
Yeah.
And they failed. And then they got Kendrick Green and then Dan Moore.
And they thought that in getting Kendrick Green, a guy who hadn't played hardly any center, a guy who didn't really want to play center, a guy who was undersized.
Right.
They thought that was going to be, you know, that was one of those things where that draft, I thought they tried to get too cute. And they tried really hard to, you know, show how smart they are versus everybody else.
They had some really, really good players up front. I mean, Eagles wound up with Landon Dickerson out of that draft. The Steelers, that should have been probably the year they started to really rebuild that line. And not with Kendrick Green and Dan Moore. It was not a great draft.
With the benefit of, okay, we've seen 3 years of these guys. Grade Najee Harris as a first-round pick.
Considering the position that he plays, a C+. You?
C+. Freiermuth is a second-round pick.
To me, that's a C-.
C-?
Yeah, he's only a tight end, and he's just an average one at that.
Green is a third-round pick. F.
F-, yeah.
Dan Moore is a fourth-round pick. You can't be an F because, I mean, you get a fourth-round pick that's been a starter for a couple of years.
I know.
I don't know if he's been a good starter, though. I'd give that a C.
For the fourth round to get a guy, yeah, like that, considering where he was taken, I'd give him a C. But let me throw you a number while I'm giving him a C. This is from PFF, biggest weakness opening the season for the Steelers. They say, much like Paul's column at the Post-Gazette today, I think it was, or yesterday?
Yesterday.
The Steelers' offensive line is just ticketed to struggle here early. Listen to this. Starting left tackle Dan Moore allowed a whopping 56 pressures last season, 8 of which were converted into sacks, resulting in a 42.1 pass blocking grade, making the offensive line the Steelers' top priority in the draft. The Dan Moore narrative around here is crazy. And it gets perpetuated by some people, I think, in the local media, to be honest with you. He's just not good. He's not good. They keep drafting left tackles, and he's still starting. What is happening here, Paul? What is happening?
I get it. I absolutely agree with it, and I get it. Let's go on. Buddy Johnson is a fourth-round pick.
I've forgotten who he is. F. Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Loudermilk as a fifth-round pick.
Looking like an F.
Quincy Roche is a sixth-round pick. Trey Norwood is a seventh-round pick.
He had promise for a little while. Where is Trey Norwood right now? Is he still – what's he doing? I liked him at first.
Trey Norwood is still no, he hasn't been with the Steelers for 2 years.
He's with the Birmingham Stallions of the United Football League. I give that one an F.
All right, and then, of course, bringing up the rear, punter Presley Harvin III, seventh-round pick.
See, that's a draft where you made almost no difference on your team.
None.
You really didn't. You got a couple of pretty good players at their positions in Najee and Freiermuth, but nothing that nobody else has. That's the thing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.